Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Day number two of the confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett. I want to welcome back to the WBT hotline Thomas Gipping, former chief counsel for the Senate Judiciary Committee. And we were talking to him a few weeks ago, right after Amy Coney Barrett was nominated. And good morning, sir. I appreciate you rejoining me here. And for starters, for those who did not hear us talk then, real quickly here, your background, it's pretty extensive and leads or can help us understand why you have such a unique perspective on all of this.
Well, I work for the Heritage Foundation now, but I worked on the Senate Judiciary Committee for 15 years. Five of those as chief counsel for Senator Orrin Hatch, and I handled five Supreme Court nominations for him, from John Roberts through Neil Gorsuch. And it is an interesting insight into how the process actually works. And I can tell you there's a big difference between what a lot of people are told in the mainstream media and what actually happens there.
So what would be the biggest difference? Because I could talk about, aesthetic differences, like you have senators who are having to do remote statements because of a pandemic and things like that. But you can look deeper into what's going on. And what do you actually mean when you say something like that?
Well, a lot of it has to do with whether the issues that the mainstream media chooses to emphasize or what they tell you about them is the truth. What's going on right now, for example, claims that if Judge Barrett has confirmed to the Supreme Court that Obamacare will be struck down. Those are lies. Those are lies. No one believes that Obamacare is going to be struck down by the Supreme Court in November, whether Amy Coney Barrett is there or not. This is all propaganda geared toward getting people to either oppose her nomination or to oppose President Trump for nominating her. But what you're being told about that in these, little sound bites and cliches, they're lies. And, when you work there and you actually can read what her record is and delve into what the truth is, the picture is very different.
Okay, so you mentioned you've been through five nominations. What did you observe in day one of this particular nomination process that stood out to you yesterday?
Well, on the one hand, it was similar in that each senator on the committee had 10 minutes to make an opening statement, to say whatever they wanted to say. I was a little surprised yesterday at how Democrats immediately focused very narrowly on only one issue, and that is this claim that the Affordable Care Act will be struck down. In fact, a few senators even accused Amy Coney Barrett of personally wanting to take health care away from Americans, which I think is just a grotesque lie. But I was surprised at that. Usually they will stay fairly general and talk about a variety of different issues and concerns that they're going to raise when day two and day three come along. But they seem to have decided just to talk about that one issue. The other thing is, if people might remember in 2017 when Judge Barrett was there for her other confirmation, Democrats really attacked her religious faith. They did so in the hearing repeatedly. They got a lot of pushback from that, and I don't think that's going to be the case today.
talking to Thomas Gipping, former chief counsel for the Senate Judiciary Committee. And as he mentioned, with Orrin Hatch and others, and five nomination processes that he was part of. Now, let me ask you this. Obviously, yesterday was day one, introductory day. Today begins the Q&A. In the next couple of days, I mean, you heard it, Lindsey Graham, foreshadowing how contentious this could be. What are you expecting, and how contentious do you expect this to be? I mean, we remember Judge Kavanaugh recently here, and you heard, you know, we heard from several presidential candidates yesterday, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, pretty fiery. What do you think is going to happen in the next few hours?
Well, one thing that's going to affect that are the logistics. This is the only Supreme Court confirmation hearing happening under a worldwide pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that the committee room is set up, there aren't any public, people from the public are not in attendance. A few senators will be remote. Those things affect the intensity of what goes on in the room. Plus, each senator today will have 30 minutes to ask questions of Judge Barrett. And on the one hand, that does allow going into, you know, issues and questions a little bit more deeply. In your typical hearing, question rounds are 5 minutes. But at the same time, it doesn't allow for much back and forth between senators, because a senator who might, you know, want to respond to a question that another senator had raised, you know, may have to wait a few hours to do it. So I think there will be a lot of questions about the issues that were mentioned yesterday in the opening statements. But again, Democrats have chosen one issue to focus on, and that is the supposed threat that her appointment to the Supreme Court will mean overturning Obamacare. And that seems to be, at least given what they said yesterday, the very limited range of issues that they have decided to focus on.
I think you bring up a very interesting point about the intensity, and you saw it yesterday, Kamala Harris in her remote testimony. It kind of blunts that intensity, and she's one of the ones we remember from the Kavanaugh hearings that was maybe the most intense. So we'll all be watching with this with great interest today. I appreciate your time as always, sir.
Thanks for having me.